Tsalung healing therapy, I mean that basically I think I'm from the childhood, I'm got a how to say it is sensitive, and I'm I don't know if I can say bit special, because when I was small, my mother, she always take me with her wherever she go. Because I say something. So she's interested in that what I'm saying. So she chose me to take me everywhere, to go to someone's house or on the long distance or everywhere she chose me. So this is some kind of a sensitivity that I can feel or I can see, or I tell something like that. And the second is that my father, he's a bit sensitive, yes. He's also, I think in Tibet when I was small, I'm still surprising that my father took me one day, took me in our house, that is called a Dulpo in Kirong, small village. From there, it's beautiful, very beautiful one, in the lap of mountain, forest, full of flowers, rivers, snow, rock, dense forest. Very summertime, it rains, and there are a lot of flowers. Winter time, there's a lot of snow, and the trees are bent down by the snow. It's a beautiful one. I still remember it. So my father took me one day, good day, very good sunshine. He took me from the village, going to the north side. There's a river, cross the river. Then there's a hill, cross up there. And then he took me to the, there's a big mountain, full of forest, big mountain. It's a no snow mountain, but full of trees, pine trees, and Christmas trees. And that mountain, he took me, and without telling anything, he took me in the dense forest up there. And then he showed me ruined houses up there. Still, I remember there are maybe 4 or 5 ruined houses. And this he said that this is our ancestors' monasteries. And it's completely ruined, there's nothing, only some walls you can see, still standing. And then a little bit down, or in the side, I don't remember clear, there's another two ruined houses. quite a big house. It's a nunnery. The nuns are living there. Actually, nowadays, it's a completely ruined house, growing trees, grasses like that. And then he took me in another corner where there's a lot of rocks hanging there. There, inside the rock covering one and two, the big rocks, round rocks there. And inside he went there, and there is a, inside there, from the center of one big rock, like a roof, and there in there the water dropping, drops of water. And he also took some water, and I also experienced. And he said that in a long time ago, our ancestors, they meditated here. This is called Dukchu, means blazing water, like that. And without having any reason, he took me there, and he didn't explain that much. I think, I'm sure that he didn't show this to my elder brother. So there is, you see that my both of parents, they didn't tell me, but they see that I'm a bit particular, let's say, not special, but a particular boy. So like that, it's naturally, I have a, that I can, I can feel, I can see a bit, not that much. Like that. So then you see the natural, a person born with this quality of feeling, that is good for the Zalong healing practice. You easily, you can develop. If you got the technique, you can learn easily, that is. So that I have it. Second part of learning the Zalong healing is that because of my, when I was studying Tibetan medicine in Menzikon in Dharamsala in 1970s, our professor Barshin, Punzo Wangye, told us that he was sick by study, and Maning Handun, taught by Shri Gelji Chosang Rinpoche, Chosang Rinpoche of Shri Gel in the upper part of Tibet. He went there and he received Narupa Six Yoga, Six Dharma practice, and Narupa Six Yoga, the Lijong, and he received the Maning Handun practice there. And then he practiced Maning Handun. And his psychological blockage problem is completely cured, which medicine didn't work. You see, sort of these things are naturally very important for me to learn that. This is that I, when I study medicine and listen to my professor, it came to my mind that anyway, that this I should learn. So that it's strongly in my mind. And then after that, I, you know that Dharamsala is the center of the Tibetan exile. The scholars, the great lamas, and many learned people are lay and monks, nuns, tantric masters, yogis, mostly are there, living there. So that I try to get teachings from, I'm searching for these teachings a lot, but I didn't that much found. As material level, I study a lot in the Tibetan library about this. But practically, I got a very, almost I can say, I didn't got any practical teachings. It is maybe Tibetan culture or particular situation, because the lay people, if we ask to Lama Geshe and the learned people, learned spiritual masters, some this kind of teaching, they know that we are not prepared person, so they are not easy to teach or simply deny it. So maybe, I don't know, sometimes I feel like maybe they themselves is not prepared for that. Then, I already dedicated my mind that I should get it, so that I collect a lot of Zalung and Zalung healing and Zalung Chulgo, Tibetan Tantric Yogic, different Tantric Yoga materials are collected with me. But the practical part is lacking. Then I went 3 years my living in Ladakh, teaching Tibetan medicine in Tibet, in Buddhist school in Ladakh there. And there, it is a good time for me. There's no big pressure from administration or responsibility. So the work is very light. And there, an institute has a very, very good collections. All Tibetan for five schools of Buddhism, including Burn, very good collections are there. So that I make a big, I took a big advantage of the time to study there. And the institute invites many, many great scholars. In there, 6 months, 1 year, 3 months, like that, visiting professor in there. And that many different teachings possibility to receive there by the professors, lecturers, and teachers of there. Very good institute. There I learned, basically I learned all that. And that is the first time my Naropa Six Yoga, the study has begun, teaching and the Lijong practice. And then basically dedicated to the Lung practice there. So that land is very special, and atmosphere and the pressure is much less. So therefore, I learned a lot there, and all my study, which I make a large collection in my mind in Dharamsala, has a flower in the Ladakh, that is. That is, I done it. And that I learned a lot, and I try to put into practice quite good. And that is the Manenghandun, and everything is I got from the Ladakh. So once that, when I studied that in the Ladakh, maybe my past karmic connection, or I'm quite good in memory. My mind is very sharp and clear. My professor Bashi is very surprising to me, and that my mind is, he always inspired me. He said that your past life had been very, very good. You have got a very good mind. The first teacher in Nepal when I was a kid, and he also giving me The Basang Yönden is his given my name, and he was so happy with my mind, my clear, my memory, sharpness of my mind, and the enthusiastic study. He's so happy with me, and he given the Yönden means knowledge, and he said that you will be good in the future. And he said, and he make a joke. And he said that if you go to a monastery, you will be a geshe like mountain. Nobody can move you. He said, you have mind like this. Yes. That is, so maybe my particular, the characteristic of my mind or my past life, some kind of karmic relation. When I studied the Naropa Six Yoga and Lujong Naksang, then the Rinpoche is Naropa Six Yoga practice and Dharma Six, Naropa Dharma Six Dharma. It is very, from the beginning, it is, I'm very familiar with it. I cannot say that I already know, but it's very familiar to me. So therefore, I need a practical guidance to myself to put into the practice. That is very important to me, and the rest, the books, and there are the ones the master taught, I can catch very good. So that from there, it's like in this life, what I should get is I got it. So you see that it's like the businessman who need to make a business, and that he got the business. Therefore, you see that I cannot say my mind is awaked, because I'm still in the totally ignorance state, but I was very much that, very much blossomed by the practice, and I can, when I visit the patient, I can see things different. When I touch to the patient's body, I can almost see. Not only depend to the pulse reading, pulse beat, but I can see. Even before reading the pulse, if I look to the patient's body, you see that I can see it. Sometimes not. Sometimes I can see very well. Not always. And that is the naturally it developed quite strong. Then, being a Amchi doctor, and this life's important work is to work with the patient. Patients, if medicine and therapy doesn't work or failed, what should I can make better? So that is the remaining the big question in my mind. Therefore, I asked several times to my master that Naropa Six Yoga, that I may turn into a little bit on the healing side. I can teach to the patient to walk, to prevent the disease, to heal the disease, and then the nine cycle respirations are for the prevention and cleaning the patient's body, mind, as a health purpose. And I insist several times, and the last he said that sangha thomda chena nivanyams means if you expose tantra in the street, then the power of the tantra, power or effect of the tantra practice will be less, weak. It will be not efficient. So better to keep secret is better. But he said that on your name, you are being as a doctor with the love and compassion. On your name, if some exercise which you see benefit for the patient, you can make it, but not in my name. So then little small permission has given, I received. So therefore I taught some patients one exercise, two exercise, not as a Naropa 6 yoga lijong exercise, but a yoga exercise that taught breathing like that is I done. It's very helpful. Prevention, general health, and curing the disease, sort of this is very helpful. Gradually that the healing side is my ability or capacity of the healing side is growing bigger and bigger, stronger and stronger. And sometimes myself I feel a little bit strange that I should not do much, otherwise I could become a very strange. Like that, and I felt, so that always I kept it as a secret. I didn't expose that much. So therefore, also when I came to the West, I sometimes teach to the patients a single or two exercise, three exercise, maximum three exercise, helpful. And then when I see and talk some time, the translators also become feeling strange that I say some particular word, some strange things, explanations. And some of my friends also say that maybe better to not you teach and use much these kind of things in the West, because you are teaching Tibetan medicine in the Western medical doctors, so that is a bit different than there and here. So like that, I also a condition that I kept secret, I didn't expose long time. But when I read the pulse, when I touch the patient, when I look to the patient, anyway, with intentionally or without intention, sometimes I can see. Sometimes I touch, I see, not feeling, I can see. So the touch is came out in my hand, very, very, very important instrument that. So therefore, I slowly thought, and then I don't know. I cannot say it is a vision, but one time that I received an initiation of Vajrapani, Chakdo Khorjen, the great Vajrapani wheel initiation. That night I dreamt in the dark space. There is a beautiful blue flower, incredible blue, beautiful blue flower standing on the stem, but without a tree. Incredible, beautiful one that I dreamt. And then slowly, slowly that it came into in my idea that so my idea is naturally it came out in my hand is that healing point of view against the negative diseases in this on this earth, the aggressive and the difficult disease against the antidote is Garuda is Buddha Garuda is the most important one. So therefore, with the dream and my mind, naturally it come out that my hand, when I joined my hand, it is becoming a Garuda. That I feel and I see it. At the same time, I felt a little bit uneasy in the beginning because Garuda is aggressive, powerful and aggressive. So in the compassionate and gentleness is always important for the healing. But the Garuda has been a little bit aggressive, so therefore remaining sort of a conflict or uneasy in my mind for long period of time. But I put in the experiment in my hand and the Garuda Mudra, Chakya, Garuda Mudra, I put in the patient's head, the Zalung vision, Zalung sight, it's much more clear than you just touch your hand, my hand on the patient's hand. So then slowly after the Vajrapani initiation, Garuda Mudra developed in my mind. From that time, whenever I necessary, I use the Garuda Mudra. So then you see that in all this period of time, Garuda technique I use for healing is much better than, much more powerful than the, you see, the other mode of touching and healing to the patient's body. Usually that the Garuda Mudra is feel more powerful than the ritual touch and the healing, and I feel like that. So that Garuda Mudra developed from the long time, but always I kept as a secret. And the techniques, regarding to the techniques, as I said before, many Zalung practitioners, masters, they have their own different way of Zalung healing. What they see, what they feel, they think is necessary for patient, they can make in Zalung healing. So there's no unique Zalung healing for all the Zalung meditation practitioners. So there could be 100 differences. So therefore, all are functioning and remaining in secret. But in here that when I begin to to teach Zalung healing in the small group, interest students, I begin to develop the Zalung healing because these people, students, are not highly developed high practitioners or Zalung practitioners. For them, it needs a very solid technique than the high level of visualization and tantric mantic power who don't have it. So the techniques that I developed, the first the mudra, and then the systems that I put into the body systems, the color system, channel system, and the division systems, and that I make it slowly, especially the diagnostic method, or with the open eyes, with open eye, with closing eye, with the touch, without the touching, all this techniques are slowly I developed and make a more system so that some ordinary people also can learn, can adopt this technique. And once there's a diagnostic training and the diagnostic techniques are done, after that, anyway, the healing part is coming out. Healing part is there could be many healing parts. With the Tara healing, there could be a Vajra Yogini or Vajrapani, and our look the short. Any Buddha also can make the healing. Once you have the technique, because all Buddhas are the same. But I, being as a Tibetan doctor and long time practicing medicine Buddha, and medicine Buddha is so important in the healing, body mind healing. So therefore, medicine Buddha is taken to the center of this healing technique, and from there, that the basic Zalung healing techniques are prepared. That is, I make the training, diagnosis, and basic for the first year basic study and practice at Zalung for the background, let's say basic means beginners. And second year there would be higher, so that will be how to heal our five mental patients by five Daini Buddhas, and all these higher level of the Zalung healing, and how to use the five winds, five mental poisons, and their diseases by the power and blessings of Medicine Buddha with the wind. All this is, will be in the second part of them. And third part will be a little bit more like a mystic or magical healings also they need, so that techniques are developed. Techniques, unless a technique is not developed, students are difficult to learn for that. So technically developed, techniques are developed so they can they can learn easily. So that means that these Zalung healing therapy techniques are long time with me, and gradually developed with my life, let's say. I didn't pay specially time for them to develop the techniques, but with my daily practice and my intuitive mind, let's say, maybe it's more better, that what is need, it is developed with me. It is quite simple to me that when, for example, a patient visit, if there's no medicines and nothing left, nothing to explain, nothing to give a remedy, then I think there's anything that could use to heal the patient. Yes. Such a fast of my mind finding a solution, or let's say some kind of vision, it's a flash come into my mind. It's so fast that it's anywhere. Whatever you said, not that big problem with me. But I always kept this kind of things as my private life and private secretly, without exposing, without showing to anyone, without making this kind of a experience and techniques to make myself important and the ego trip like that, never done. this is not my goal of the life. Therefore, always kept is life as a simplicity, and only the necessary I teach someone or treat someone. That is. Now, the time is looks like the time is quite coming. So therefore, now I open the door for them. What I know, what I lay down the Zalung technique, Zalung healing technique here is not necessary to be same to the other Zalung therapies. This is my knowledge and experience and intuitive mind, or my, let's say, my clairvoyance, what I got is laid down in here. That is my tradition, also can say my tradition of Zalung healing therapy. The techniques are developed.